medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for personal care. If you have or you suspect you might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of this radio show or their sponsors.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Let's Talk Healing. I'm your host, Anna. We've had a few disruptions this morning trying to get our microphones working, and I think that's because we're talking about deception. I would first like to thank you all very much for your listening support today, and I'd also like to thank our sponsors. And most importantly, we've got Atana here today, who this show is all about and dedicated to, and you've just heard his music. You'll continue to hear his music throughout the broadcast. He is a musician, master energy healer, international teacher, just to name a few little things about him. But his method that he created, called the Atana method, is what really makes him stand out from so many other healers. Yeah, that method can be found via his website, which is atanamethod.com, or you can Google him. You can check it out. It is amazing stuff. And we also have our two beautiful guests with us again this week, Carol and Saber, and they'll be joining in the discussion. But let's go to Atana first and say hello, Atana.
Hello, wonderful beings. Hello, wonderful Anna and wonderful listeners. Dawn and Carol and Saber and all these wonderful angels that are supporting us. I'm so grateful to be on here today and supporting with this amazing topic, the deception that's experienced and experienceable and maybe even avoidable. That's a great topic for us to go and dive deeper and to see why it's there and what's happening.
Well, you know, each week we have a different radio program, a topic, and some time ago I asked if anybody wanted to discuss a certain topic, and somebody wanted to discuss deception. And it just so happens that we were talking about deception yesterday when we were having a private conversation, you and I, Atana. So I thought it was a very relevant topic for me, but I think it also shows up in so many aspects of our world in which we're currently living. People deceive one another. I mean, you only have to look at politics and what's going on out there in that land to realise, you know, all sorts of deceptive tactics that go on. What I'm really interested in is how it presents in energy work and how as healers you address it, because I guess other people deceive you, but also we deceive ourselves. And then how we can work with that energy at the same time. So I'd love you just to dive into that for me today, please.
Well, first we have to understand what this deception is about. What is it? What is deception? You know, and where are we deceiving ourselves? And where there is unclarity, because a lot of people don't necessarily have the intention to deceive another person. It's more like they really believe that's the real themselves, who they think they know themselves, and that's what they're promoting. And often when we look at who we are, we're promoting ourselves in a way that we think we really know who we are. But when we dive deeper, there's blind spots because we are afraid often to look deeper at who we really are. Everybody wants to see this light, perfect persona that we, and personality and characteristics that we are wanting to be. And it's hard to look at these darker areas that, if we are not looking at, though, don't have the chance to develop and evolve. And so it requires us really to dig and dive deeper into our being and have enough compassion for ourselves to really see where there is still some unresolved darker aspects that need attention. And so that we really can approach life and ourselves and the universe and the divine in the most open and real way and authentic way that we can. And often, you know, just go onto the dating sites and just see how people promote themselves as who they are. There's a whole lingo. If you would just go and just say, oh, I'm just doing this and I like to watch movies, and I like to read, I like to relax. There is a whole lingo that they have real handles on how to almost like fill out a form on these dating sites so that you really make a good impression. And everybody wants to make a good impression because we often have the idea that we are not ideal. And so if we're not ideal, we don't feel that we are lovable. And often, when we go into these imperfections, we just see them as not changeable, and that hopelessness we don't want to be exposed to. So we just kind of like covering it up and sweeping it under the carpet. But once we realize that every so-called flaw, is changeable and evolvable, and it's at the end of the day, it's the diamond. It's the sparkling, most brilliant aspect of ourselves if we start developing it. Then it's different. But often a lot of people put more energy into covering up who they really are than developing themselves. And I think that's where a lot of energy gets wasted. And from an energy healer point of view, my question is, why covering it up when you can change it? Why wasting energy in trying to cover it up when you can, like, in the same amount of energy, just change it?
And I guess understanding that these patterns can be changed, that is a real eye-opener, because it's certainly my experience that some of these patterns feel unmovable, unshakable, like a massive mountain in your life, Atana. So I can understand why people would want to try to cover that up, even though covering up a mountain is pretty hard.
Well, yeah, but if you look at it in terms of acceptance and love and self-love, then what is not covered in this whole scenario is the self-love. Is even if it's not changeable, why can you not love it? And why can you not accept it as part of you instead of trying to numb yourself out to not wanting to look at it? Because the more you look at it, the more you love it, the more it will change itself. It will at least evolve.
Okay. Yeah. And so when I'm just interested, because I mean, deception is a funny thing, and often we don't even realize when we're being deceived. Like, it's deceiving ourselves, I actually think, is even harder to notice. But when we're being deceived, sometimes we don't even want to see it. Sometimes we can't see it. So I'm interested in understanding, as an energy healer, when someone comes to you and you realize that they are being deceived or they're deceiving themselves, how do you work with that? Because sometimes people don't want to hear about that either.
Well, you know, as an energy healer, it, for me, the most important part is to look at the core energies, you know, and not in how it looks. And I work with also high-profile people, famous people, and it looks like they have everything that you think a human imaginable desire that a human can have, they have, you know, fame, money, even like happiness in some way or form. But there's not a perfect life. There's not a perfect life that's here on this planet in the sense of a no friction life. Everybody has their own challenges, you know, and even if we look at ourselves and we think in terms of imperfections, or we look at others and we see how they're covering things up and not wanting to look at things, that is their prerogative. I mean, this is a really beautiful and free life. You can do whatever you want to do. That's totally up to you. Some people, they don't want to look at who they are and what they're doing, and they don't want to dive deeper into their subconscious to find out what they're doing or not doing. They just want to intuitively, instinctively live. And if they don't have to, why should they go deeper? I don't even blame them. It's more like once you, and for me, that started very early. Once you understand the psyche, the human psyche and the depths of life, you do want to know as much about it. You want to go deeper, and you want to look at what is hidden and dive deeper into what's presenting itself, so that you really see the structure that makes up this world. And then you get a whole nother point of view. For me, for example, I see it more like in an X-ray point of view. You know, I don't see just, oh, this looks nice, this is a human. No, I see down to the skeleton. I see down to the energy level. I see down to the energetics and the chakras and the frequencies and the blueprint of the person. So for me, it's a little bit different, you know, but when you say deception, everybody can deceive. Everybody can be deceived. There's no formula that's going to protect you from it. It's more like, why is that such an important topic, you know, for a person in their lives? Because you have to think about it. We all are in some way or form don't really want to be perceived as completely who we are, because, you know, we may have a different compromised self-image that if other people would see us the way we see ourselves, sometimes they would probably mistreat us because we mistreat ourselves, you know, and just think about it. Some people mistreating themselves, they're judging themselves, they're punishing themselves. Of course, they're trying to cover that up so that the outside world is not going to come at them and say, well, you punish yourself, we should punish you too. And it's not like that, you know. And so it's some parts and aspects we do have our intimate relationship with ourselves that we then decide how we want to present this to the world. But to our friends, we reveal the truth and what could be better and how we could treat ourselves better, but not necessarily to the person that you walk by to. And for me, that's sometimes difficult because I see this all. And for me, it's like, you know, when people are trying to put in a confident face on, or it's like, you know, if I don't feel confident, I don't put a confident face on. It's like, that's who I am in this moment. You know, I'm not covering it up. It is who I am. So if I feel not confident, then I don't feel confident. If I feel confident, well, guess what? Then I'm feeling confident. But it's not like something I put like a Percocet over, you know, and just everything is like all middle levels, you know. No, it's like it is what it is. It's an EKG. Life is ups and downs. And in the next moment, I can feel super excited. And, you know, next moment I deal with some serious issues, I'll be a little bit more focused and centered. And at the same time, you have the right to feel and see life as what it is, what you want it to be as well. And you can enjoy the process. You can still have fun. You still can enjoy yourself in this whole experience. right?
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Atana, it's very interesting listening to you talk about it, and we're going to come back. We just need to take a quick commercial break, and we will come back and we will bring in one of our guests to discuss this very interesting topic of deception. Stay with us. Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. Listeners, I'm your host, Anna, and today we have been discussing deception with Atana. We have a few gorgeous guests with us today, Carol and Sabre, and I'd love to invite these ladies to have a conversation or a little chat with me about this topic. So I'd love to listen to you first this week, Sabre. Hello, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm very well, and I'm very happy to be talking to you. I always feel grateful doing this show because I get to speak to these incredible people every week. So, and you are one of those. So, this is an amazing topic to be discussing today. Deception. Did you actually suggest this topic? I can't remember who did.
I believe it was the amazing Carol. She, I believe she did it. It's her fault.
So I'm really interested to hear. Deception shows up in so many aspects, and we've just heard Atana talking about it. It shows up in the world around us. It shows up within ourselves. And I guess as a healer, working with this energy must be quite difficult. And I wanted to hear from you maybe some experiences of where you've had to work with it, how to notice it in clients as well, and what sort of patterns show up around it.
Well, I definitely have gained an immense experience with this over the past couple of years and insight. And, you know, sometimes I think it could be a gift, but it's also a curse because you walk around now with this energy and you're able to see, as Atana was saying, down to the bones, down to the soul, and nothing gets past me anymore. You know, my poor kids, they're never going to get past mama with her lies. Never. I feel so bad for them. You know, they're never going to get to have like a party when mommy goes away because I'll know it's happening before it happens, you know? you just look at people and you see them fidgeting and you see their body language and then you see the way they touch their face and then their body, you know, their language, and then the heart starts to tell you who they are and what they're going through. And that's the empathic part of me. And, it definitely, opens up a dialogue, because I'm open to hearing their heart. And more often than not, people are changing. They're wanting to discuss, at a deeper level, what they're going through, not just wanting to deceive or decept, but just to allow themselves to be true. And I find more often than not, if you allow them that space, they're gonna take it. They're gonna take advantage of it in a positive way. And I'd say over the past 10 years, that is significantly changed, where people were wanting to completely cover up all aspects of anything that has to do with the heart and the soul and what's truthful and what's real and how they're really truly feeling compared to today. You almost can't shut people up about it. They want to tell you about it all day long. So, as Atanda was saying, you can find that happy medium or that place where you want to be. If you want to act pissed off today and tell everyone you're pissed off, then go right ahead, you know. But hopefully the next day you'll find the courage to be happy the next day and learn and share it with others.
This word authenticity, and the other word that I hear a lot is integral. Those words seem to have come in and become much more important in the vocabulary when describing oneself. And I hear a lot of people say, you know, authenticity is so important in what you are becoming. So what you just said makes sense with that, as this energy of authenticity starts to come through. Would you agree?
Wholeheartedly. And imagine what kind of a world we'd be living in if we didn't present almost like we're on a stage and we're all putting on these costumes and we're, you know, this day we're the banker and the next day we're the nasty lady who drives the fancy sports car and the next day we're the lady who, you know, is making bakeries and pastries down the street. And it's like we present this costume, and some people are doing it to survive, and I understand why they're doing it. But if we all could present our soul and our love and our heart on that stage first, and then share some of our costumes and what we like to delve into, if we could lead with that, this place would be so much better overnight. We would have a better understanding of why people do what they do instead of, you know, being smacked in the face with this costume that's so overwhelming to us, right, that we cannot believe that they're engaging in and wearing. But if they were to say, this is why I do this, and this is what I'm going through, and then this is my costume, right, we'd say, okay, dude and dudette, I get it. You know, I totally understand why you're doing it now, and it's not going to bother me so much. I'm not going to worry about it and spend my whole day trying to be mad at you or engage with you. I'm just going to let it go. Right. And meet you at the heart chakra, meet you at the heart. And that's where we all need to be meeting now, is where the love is, where the love starts and where it ends. And it always ends with the heart. I actually wrote something a couple of years ago, to deception. And it's not, I'm not a great writer, but this is what it says. It says, thank you, deception. You have made quite an impression. I know we've had a great time and a lengthy in-depth session, but now it's time for me to see and change my perception. And I read this to myself every night for years until my true self started to emerge, and I was holding myself accountable. I was holding myself to the highest standard possible, and I wanted to be the most authentic mother, the most authentic friend, neighbor, wife, whatever you want me to be. But I wanted to be my authentic self, the person, the being that God created me to be. And today I'm so proud of who I am. I'm proud of the being that I am. And I cannot wait for others to find that same seed that I found many years ago.
Oh, that's... Yay! Go Saber!
Oh, yeah,
I think that deserves a little clap. I think all of our listeners would want that for themselves as well, to find that core in themselves. I'm quite interested though, because I mean, I feel like I have been naive to a lot of life, and I think that's about maturing as well. You know, you are naive, maybe me even more particularly than some people. And then all of a sudden, something that you thought was one way, you have, Atana talks about awareness, and you can't actually change anything unless you become aware of it first. That experience to me is, it can be quite shocking sometimes as well, like shocking to your bones that you've been living with something or somebody has presented in a certain way. It's not actually the truth. And so yeah. how do you deal with somebody that's in that shock phase?
Well, let's go back a little bit, because I think if we, and I can definitely relate to that, if we live our lives in this state of like white knuckling it, you know, oh my God, everything's going pretty darn good, or things are okay, and it's like, oh, something has to go wrong, or someone has to totally mess with my brain, you know, something has to happen. And I feel as if we go back to that just being authentic, you know, as Atana was saying, this world is a place of learning. Things are not always going to be hunky-dory, but I'm going to be grounded and ready, but not live in peril and fear and anxiousness. And so if we go from that standpoint first, I think if it does happen, right, then you'll be a little more prepared for that moment, right, that I am okay. And I prepared myself for this. And because of this situation happening previously and before, I learned to not put all my eggs in one basket, and I prepared myself. So I'm okay. And so at that moment where the rug is being swept up from under you, you know that you can do a split when you land, right? Oh, look at me. I can do a split when I fall, you know? Like, I'm not even acrobatic, but look what I just did, you know? And find some beautifulness on the landing, right? You're proud of the way I just landed, and that can catapult you right back to where you just were, right? And saying, I'm not going to let this person take away my power. I am fully prepared for this. I know that I have to learn and I have to adjust and adapt to this situation, as we all do, but we're all doing that every single day, all day long. So why is it different? Mm. You know, than just a situation that seems a little bit more daunting than others, right? So take the tools that you've learned from just your life experience and apply it. When people go through traumatic experiences, they just, sometimes like they throw their hands up and forget everything they've learned and all of the wisdom and all the support that's there. They just kind of put their nose up at it, or they close their eyes to it, or they close their heart to it, almost as if they don't deserve it. And we know that is not God. That's not, you know, the love way, that's not the heart's way, that's deception. If anything, that is true deception.
Yeah, right. I hadn't thought about that, but that's very true. That is very true. Thank you for sharing that with me, Saber.
You're welcome. I love you.
Yeah,
I love you.
Very interesting. We're going to take a short commercial break, and then I want to come back and actually speak to Carol a little bit today, who we haven't spoken about. And Carol, I'm sure you have had some thoughts on this topic, but I'm really interested to also explore how people can sometimes deceive others to do what Saber just said, to actually take their energy away from them, to use their energy, and how we can put a stop to that in our lives once we become aware of that pattern happening. So we'll come back and have a bit of a chat to Carol a little bit about that, and stay with us, listeners. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. Once again, listeners, I'm your host, Anna, and I just wanted to say if you've been enjoying listening to these topics today and you'd like to learn more about the Atana method, the best way to access it is to either Google Atana or to jump onto his website, which is atanamethod.com, and there you'll find access to his classes, his events, his healing sessions that you can do in person or via Skype, information about his group and online training, his books, his music, his links to all of his channels like YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. He is out there. And his crystal stores, beautiful crystal stores that I've been seeing amazing images of on Instagram recently. Look him up. His work is amazing. And I can personally say it's changed my life and it can change yours too. So we have another guest today, Carol. Hello, Carol.
Hello.
This is a very interesting topic, deception, and I'd love to hear if you have any stories to share with us around this topic today.
So when I got this topic, when you texted this topic and started considering this idea of deception, I have a lot of experience with it. From others as well as from myself. And I realized that I kind of tuned in on that self-deception. And I remembered back when, before I was had a career as an energy healer, I worked in the healthcare system and mainly with people who have had strokes. And there's a phenomenon that can happen when somebody has a stroke. It's big words here. Just get ready for these big words, and then I'll tell you what it is. So it
yeah.
can happen that what it is homonymous hemianopsia. And
wow.
what that means is, so when we're looking out through our two eyeballs, probably everybody's familiar with like the left side of the brain, the right side of the brain, and you know, some people may or may not know that the right side of the brain controls the left side of the body and vice versa. Well, when we're looking out through our two eyeballs, it's not simply that like there's the whole left eye and the whole right eye. Within the vision of looking out, there's, when you're looking at your left eyeball, there's a left-sided view and a right-side view. And then out your right eyeball, there's a left and a right. So there's actually like four quadrants of vision coming out of your two, looking through your two eyeballs. So sometimes when injury happens to the brain, there may be a condition where either the right side of the vision or the left side of the vision becomes compromised. And so when I was learning about this, you know, in college and studying, learning about this the first time, I remember thinking, so, because they were talking about how people respond to this vision compromise, and I remember thinking to myself, well, if you couldn't see like the right side of the vision, why wouldn't you just turn your head, turn your body and turn your head and look over to the right and, you know, look at it through your left side? And the answer to that is it doesn't work that way. When somebody has that situation happen, and they cannot see the right side of either of their fields of vision from either eye, their brain tells them that what they're seeing with their left vision is all there is in the world. So they don't have a trigger of saying, oh, there's like a black spot here. You know, like, let me look around it and see that there's a chair there or a table there or something. Their brain is telling them, here's your vision. Here's everything in your vision. And so I was recalling that getting ready to talk on the show today, because that's really how blind spots operate, as I see that. It's, you know, if we saw the blind spots, if we saw that there was a rug, you know, covering up something, you know, we would like look under the rug. But we are so skilled at not seeing it. It's kind of like how the brain just says, okay, here's your vision, go with it. And so what I've found with the energy work, especially with the Atana method, is you bring the light in. It's like turning on the light. So working with the people back in healthcare, we would have to work with them and have them like consciously remember that their brain's not giving them all the information, that they need to turn their head and use the left side of their vision to see what's over there. And so similarly with energy work, with working with ourselves and working with others, when we do the energy healing and we bring these light frequencies in, it's kind of like that cue to see where there's something that we didn't see before. So it's like when you say that you've got a blind spot in your third chakra, and it's you do your energy work on that, and you keep doing the energy work, and you keep doing the energy work, and eventually things start to be revealed because the light's coming in, and it's like that cueing that, oh, there's something there. There's something there. Now I can turn and look at it and see and start to find out what it is that's there.
Yeah, right. And that is exactly what happens. It does. It makes absolute sense. And I love how you brought that back to like a blind spot in the chakra, because then, you know, in this energy work, we work on energizing all those chakras, and we ask them to spin to the, you know, highest possible frequency, and we work on really building their frequency as well. So that makes total sense to me. And then those chakras relate to certain aspects of our lives. It's a funny process. What you just described really is how my, I can only speak from my own experience, but how my experience of life is like taking off, you know, that eye patch, and all of a sudden this whole other aspect of my world is revealed, and has been. And some of those things can be delightful, and some of them can be, as I said before, quite shocking, Carol. And I had that question just before as well, is sometimes those eye patches or the vision goggle is on because certain individuals in our lives are wanting to control us or wanting to take our energy, as Atana says, for their own purposes. And I brought this question up before the last commercial break. You know, that I'm sure is a big thing as well, like people wanting to keep that vision blinded to us so they can, I guess, use our energy for their own purposes. Have you experienced that with your clients?
Yes, and I bring it back to, it's always good to like come back to yourself, right? Because this is, if you want to change your environment, you work on yourself and change, you know, from within. So if that situation is happening where someone is being deceived by others and they're taking their energy, say for example that there was trauma and abuse in the childhood, and that's being stored in the lower chakras, and so perhaps there's shame and guilt. Now that would be quite common to be stored in the lower chakras. But we grow up and we learn, you know, to cover it up, right? Because society tells us that we have to go out there and pretend that everything's okay. And so we cover it up and then eventually probably don't even remember that it's there. And then we might attract somebody who is like subconsciously perhaps tuned into that shame. And
so that
person, you know, like, because you may not be aware of it, but you have that energy vibration of shame. And so you attract somebody who maybe also has that energy vibration, whether they know it or not. And so there's a way for that person to like, you know, tap into your system through the shame that's there that you don't, may not even know is there. And that's why when you do the energy work, when you get an energy healing session or you do your self-healing, when you persist on it and keep working on it and that shame gets revealed and then transformed, then it's easier to claim your life force. You know, I mean, we're always calling our life force back, but then it's easier to say, aha, I see where, you know, this could have been tapped into and I'm transforming this. And so now there isn't an access point there.
Yeah, wow, that's great. And that's why this energy work is so incredible, because it is you doing it for yourself and healing yourself, and then it actually reverberates out and changes everything and every aspect of your life. And I know you've had that also happen in your own life, Carol, as you have practiced it on yourself and then practiced it on your clients.
Yes, indeed. I've watched that change. I've watched my life change as I became bringing it back to that authenticity. So I was a great self-deceiver. You know, I think I've mentioned before how I had all this, like, you know, quote, picture-perfect life, but there was like this underlying sadness inside. And it's because I was deceiving myself. You know, I wasn't like really saying, what is it that I'm not, why is this sadness here? And so, yes, as I did more energy work, I was able to find my authentic self and free up all the things that were covering up my authentic self.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Carol, for sharing that with us. And we're going to go to a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to have another chat to Atana. Thank you, Carol. That was great. Stay with us, listeners. Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. We have been discussing deception and very interesting topic today. We've had guests both share their views on working with it as energy healers. Atana, I'd just like to jump back to you now, as I'd like to hear if you've got any more thoughts on the topic, or even if you've got anything else to say this week?
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you. Yeah, that's a very important topic. I remember on various occasions when I came across people who had who just woke up to their gifts and they had this awakening moment and they are in this awakening state and they are like supercharged and they have their revelations for themselves and they can come and try to share that revelation and come with so much enthusiasm and so much excitement and ecstaticness because all that came together, the Kundalini energy was activated, the epiphanies, everything is going. And then they come into interesting network marketing scenarios, you know, where they're being kind of like, oh yeah, that's a great product or this is a great tool. And then they're wholeheartedly marketing that too. Turns out, well, it's maybe not that good, you know. And even though if people come to you with even thinking they have all the solutions and figured everything out, still have your common sense in place, you know, just be in a place where you know, that you have access to every consciousness and every energy as well as everybody else. You can make your own mind up. You can make your own connections to the things as well. And often people come to you and say, you have to buy this product. You have to do this course. You have to do that. Make your own mind up and see if you're resonating with it energetically. If you're not resonating with it, don't do it. If you're resonating with it, there might be something to it. Think about it, feel into it, and also make your own judgment call if that's something. Because I, for myself, I don't want to just have people coming to my energy healing classes who say, oh, I'm going to try this. I have nothing else to do. No, I want to have people who want to be energy healers or at least want to go deeper into the consciousness of humanity or their own consciousness, you know. And where they have like a true passion for discovering deeper areas and having epiphanies about life. So it's good to be in that excitement about life and it's okay to look around and shop around and see what's okay, and works with you, but also just see if that's truly something you want to do or you just want to have this workout or this workshop or this experience just because you have nothing else to do. And sometimes these can be leading you to other gold nuggets. But at the same time, know that you have all the access to all enlightenment possibly accessible to any other human. So just know that you have everything that's required to master your life, to be in your own brilliance. And even if there's people who have figured it out, You are in a place where you have to figure it out for yourself as well. And just because somebody figured it out doesn't mean like they are like holy. They're just regular people. They just figured it out. You know, it's like somebody figured out marketing. They become a very effective person marketing themselves in what they want to market. And that could be a form of deception. But at the same time, it's what everybody does. If you look around, just look at the commercials. All of these commercials, and they're telling you, you can't live without this. If you don't buy that shoe, if you don't buy that drink, you know, you're just not an insider. And know that all this lack consciousness creates perception. Deception.
Deception.
Deception, yeah. And when you look into why people really want to deceive somebody else is because they don't feel that they have enough and they have to overcompensate that or they have to try to take from others because they think they can do it themselves or can access it themselves. So it's a form of lack consciousness at the root of deception. That's really the kicker here. The kicker is like if you if people feel they have to cover something up, it's because they don't feel enough. They don't feel that they have enough of that specific quality, what makes up a healthy, normal human. And so they want to overcompensate it and say, I have more than enough of that that makes up a human. And just think about how many times we denied ourselves to feel love, to be lovable, because we thought the way we are right now, we are not really lovable. So no, I'm not like this. I'm working out every day. I'm doing this. I'm meditating every day. I'm doing this and that. I'm eating just healthy. I'm doing that. It's more about you really appreciating and accepting who you are and bringing that self-love inside yourself. And then you loving yourself. You don't even have to go and promote yourself to anybody, because what you see is what you get.
Mm. Yes. Because, and you know what, Atala, you are just like that. It's so funny. Every time I just want to share with you listeners, you know, I haven't known Atana as long as Saber and Carol have known him, but Atana is literally like this bubbling well of positivity and light. And even when Atana's had some really shitty things happen, he's still this amazing love and warmth and positivity. And he always can see, it's right, you can see the skeleton, and of what the pattern and the blueprint is going on. And I love talking to you because you are always inspiring. And the best part about doing this work and being able, I'm so blessed that I've even been able to meet you. And we've never even met in person, Atana and I. We just talk on the phone. But being in and with your energy actually just brings me back to my own center and core of myself. And it's amazing. It's like going to a fresh pool of water and diving in every time I do this work. And, you know, you don't really even need to do anything because that energy is contagious. Do you agree, ladies, our guests?
Yes, ma'am.
Yep.
Yeah.
Carol, you would have seen the same thing, I'm sure.
Yes, for sure. Bring the energy in. Bring the light in.
Breathe.
Yeah. I like
you don't nail it in.
I like hanging out with Atana as long as he's not telling his jokes. That's the only time where I don't want to hang out with Atana.
Okay.
And I know.
Oh, my God.
That's going to segue into him doing
right.
A joke.
Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, man.
I like the joke. This so bad, it actually makes it just even funnier.
We want to joke.
The energy's on. The heat's on, Atana. The heat's on.
All right. It's going to happen. Get
he's
ready.
He's manifesting something right now. Ready. We're ready.
All right. I'm going to get you guys a joke going. But then I risk getting like in trouble with Saber.
You know I love you. Just do it, honey. Just do it.
I don't know. It's not the easiest thing right now. I think I can't do it.
That's even funnier. Because he's always got these bad jokes.
Yeah,
all of a sudden
I have to hold it back. I can't do it. It's just a bad habit. I have to transform it.
But I have to say, Atana, I really love your jokes. They're so bad. They're so funny. And we're going to have to finish up now. So I just wanted to let our guests say goodbye to our listeners. So, Carol, you go first.
Well, thank you for listening. I am so grateful to be able to share and talk with our wonderful listeners and Anna and Saber and Atana and Don and bring the light in. Bring some more self-love in and have a good week.
Yay.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Carol. And Saba, over to you, lady.
A ton. I do love your jokes. I hope I didn't.
You do?
I do. I really do. You know, I'm just SHIT talking on the radio, honey. You know, I love
all
jokes.
Right. Okay, here's the joke. I'm ready now. I can do this. I feel a boost of energy. I can do this. Okay. I'm getting ready. Are you guys ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So there was a minister and he told his congregation next week he plans to preach about the sins of lying. And he asked everybody to read Mark 17. And then the next week, Sunday, they come and he prepared his sermon. And then he asked, who read Mark 17? Everybody raises their hands. And then he said, all right, we're going to move on very fast because Mark has only 16 chapters.
That was a good one, Tana.
Bravo.
Well done. Thank you. Now, and we're going to have to finish up now, but Tana, I'd love you just to have a few last words for our listeners today.
Well, love yourself. Appreciate your faults. Appreciate your beautiful aspects of expressions of life that you're bringing with you. You are a gift to the world. You are present to us. And know that you have so much to offer, so much to give. There's nothing that you have to deny yourself or overcompensate. We love you exactly the way you are. And we're working on loving ourselves every day a little bit more until we finally can fully love ourselves and appreciate ourselves, and then we can love everybody, including ourselves. This today was a beautiful, beautiful show. I'm happy that we have Saber, Carol, and this wonderful Anna. Isn't she something? And Don, he is always amping up his equipment. He is doing great. Our sponsors, and we are so grateful to have you listeners. If you listen right now, jump right back, kiss yourself, and know that we love you.
Yay.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, and we will be back next week.